Good morning. This is Evangelist June McKinnon. Let us pray. Father, this is the day you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies, for your protection and your provision, for the assurance of your Holy Spirit that dwells within us. Lord, prepare our hearts to receive your word this morning. Let it fall on fertile ground, taking root to bring change in our lives today. Father, we thank you for all your wonderful blessings that you showered upon us. And we give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. In the matchless name of Jesus, our Savior and Lord. Yes, we are less than 10 days away from the end of January 2020. Many of us had made plans to make changes for the new year. You have made a promise to yourself that 2020 is going to be different. You have already changed some of those plans. But I'm here this morning to bring your attention to your vision that you might have completed, or maybe you're still working on it. A vision for 2020. But not any vision, not any ordinary vision, a 2020 vision for 2020. You might ask yourselves and maybe examine the scriptures, what is a vision? We can look to scripture for wisdom regarding the vision that is applicable for each one of us for 2020. What is a vision? You may ask. One definition is it's a state of being able to see or having the ability to plan the future with imagination or wisdom. As people of God, we then should search the scriptures as we plan our vision for 2020. Proverbs 29 and 18 states, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." Therefore, it is imperative for us to have a vision. If we are going to do something constructive with our lives for the year ahead, we must have a vision. And that vision comes from the Lord. I call it the 2020 vision for the 2020 year. You know, when we have a vision test, and many of us have experienced that, our eyes are examined. And for some of us, the results comes back very positive. The doctor might say, you have 20/20 vision. And We might inquire from the doctor, what does 2020 vision mean? And he might explain to you in layman's terms. He might say you have normal vision. Therefore, there is no adjustment required for you. You don't need any glasses. Only if you, I guess, want some unusual, cute, or different look, you might wear them. But you really don't need them for your vision. You don't need any contacts, contact lenses for your vision. So what he's saying to you is you can see clearly. Your vision is sharp. You can recognize things. You can go forth with clarity. No help needed. That's exactly what happens when we go to the Lord and receive the vision that he has for us. Yes, it means spending time with him in prayer and studying the word of God. Spiritual vision is vision based on God's word. A 2020 vision for 2020 must come from the word of God. Let's go to the word of God. Let's go there because that's where we obtain God's wisdom. And if I can take you this morning to the book of Habakkuk. Yes, Habakkuk the prophet. He was concerned about the spiritual condition of God's people. Habakkuk poured his heart out to the Lord. He was concerned. And his desire was to go to the Lord for answers. For a vision. The burden which the prophet Habakkuk saw, he cried out, O Lord, how long shall I cry and you will not hear? Even cry out to you violence and you would not save? Why do you show me iniquity and cause me to see trouble? For plundering and violence are before me. There is strife and contention arises. Therefore the law is powerless and justice never goes forth. For the wicked surrounds the righteous. Therefore perverse judgment proceeds. Yes, he cried out. And the Lord replied and revealed in that revelation to Habakkuk what he was going to do, how he was going to judge his people. Oh, it was not a pretty scene. Oh, no. He said, look among the nations and watch. Be utterly astounded. For I will work a work in your days, which you would not believe, though it were told you. For I am raising up the Chaldeans, a bitter and hasty nation, which marched through the breadth of the earth and to possess dwelling places that are not theirs. This is utter destruction that is going to come upon God's people. The scripture continues and it says, they are terrible and dreadful, talking about the Chaldeans. Their judgment and their dignity proceed from themselves. Their horses also are swifter than leopards and more fierce than evening wolves. their charges charge ahead. Judgment on God's people. Oh, what a vision. Yes, God revealed that to Habakkuk. Oh, he was troubled. Yes, he was troubled. He went back and he said, he asked God a second question. Are you not from everlasting, O Lord, my God, my Holy One? His question, Habakkuk's question, appealed to God's character. He called him the Holy One, my Holy One. Yes, he proceeded to question what was going to happen. And the detrimental conditions that were going to come upon his people. Yes, God revealed that vision to Habakkuk. He was burdened, like we should be burdened for the condition, the spiritual conditions of our homes, our communities, of this nation, the spiritual condition about ourselves. And that should draw us, push us to seek a spiritual 2020 vision for 2020. Yes, it's going to require a waiting period. The scripture describes Habakkuk wait. He waited on God's answer to his cries. No, he did not receive immediate answers from the Lord after he asked the first question. After the Lord revealed the destruction that was going to come upon his people, he was burdened, and we should be burdened too about the spiritual condition of our communities, of our homes. The prophet waited. I think he knew it required faith to wait. I think Brother Habakkuk was just talking to himself during this waiting time. He was encouraging himself. And that's what we have to do when we wait on the Lord. It's a wait in faith period of time. You have to have the faith to wait, but you have to wait in faith. And he so beautifully said how his wait is going to be. He said, I would stand my watch. This is in chapter 2 of the book of Habakkuk. He said, I will stand my watch and set myself on the rampart and watch to see what he will say to me and what I will answer when I am corrected. Oh, how we will know what to do by looking at how Habakkuk waited. I love what the King James Version says. It says, I would stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower. In other words, in a high place. He's going to wait. And I will watch to see what he would say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. In other words, he's going to wait at a high place so that he can see when the vision comes, when the Lord appears to him. He's ready. And he's ready to be corrected. He wants to do it God's way, not Habakkuk's way. We have to be determined to do it God's way. Yes, it will do us good to encourage ourselves as we wait on the Lord's direction. Stand your watch. Set yourself up high and be ready. He said, I will answer when I'm corrected. Be ready. And then the Lord revealed his vision. He said to Habakkuk, then the Lord answered and said, he said it to him directly. He was ready. He was waiting. He said, write the vision. Make it plain on tablets that he may run who reads it. Anybody reading it could run with it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. It's for a specific time. But at the end, it will speak and will not lie. God would not lie. God's words does not lie. He is not man that he should lie. And then he gave him some direction. He said, though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. God revealed to Habakkuk his judgment to come upon the Chaldeans. Yes, he would take care of the enemy and he would deliver his people. God heard the cries of the prophet, and he would hear our cries for spiritual vision for 2020. A 2020 vision, a vision with clarity. You and I both need the 2020 vision for 2020. It's not too late. Take up your burdens to the Lord and wait on him. Go ahead, write the vision, make it plain. The word comes at the right time. God's word is true. He would not lie, but it demands that we wait, and that we wait in faith. We wait ready to receive. He's not going to tarry. He's a right time God that comes at the right time. So let's move forward into 2020 with a 2020 vision from the Lord. He will not tarry, because it will surely come. Whatever he reveals to you, it will not tarry. He's a faithful, good God. He is not man that he would lie. He will bring it forth. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. Wait on your 2020 vision for 2020. Thank God. Thank God. Amen.